Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'll be your host Fidel Kizito and I'll be delving into the latest updates from around the globe. President Xi Jinping raised call for further efforts to enhance China's large-scale afforestation programs and promote green development has resonated globally. During a voluntary tree planting activity in Beijing Zhongzhou District, President Xi emphasized the significance of building a more beautiful China. Commemorating the 45th anniversary of China's National Tree Planting Day, President Xi praised the nation's remarkable achievement in afforestation, transforming barren landscape into picturesque environments. The collective efforts for the entire nation has contributed to this remarkable transformation, with official data revealing substantial progress in 2023. China planted over 3.9 million hectares of forest, restored 4.3 million hectares of degraded grassland, and treated 1.3 million hectares of sand and stormy land. Despite this achievement, President Xi underscored the ongoing challenges, highlighting the need for increased forest and green coverage. He emphasized the importance of continued effort, generation after generation, to accumulate the country's green assets, ensuring a sustainable future for all. President Xi's hands-on participation in the three-day planting activity alongside youth students symbolizes China's commitment to environment stewardship and cultivation of green ethos among future generations. Switching gears, China and the United States are poised to enhance their bilateral economic and trade ties, heralding a new era for cooperation and collaboration. Experts anticipate deeper engagement between the two nations, spanning a wide range of areas from climate change initiatives to microeconomic policy coordination. The forthcoming visit of the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to China from April 4th to 9th underscores the commitment for both countries to fostering dialogue and mutual understanding. Secretary Yellen's itinerary includes meeting with representatives of the United States business community in China, students and professors at Peking University, economists, and high-ranking Chinese officials. Analysts emphasize the importance of strengthening communication channels to achieve mutual consensus and ensure stable economic growth. Zhou Mi, a researcher at the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation, highlights Secretary Yellen's first-hand understanding of China's economic landscape and the potential for enhanced cooperation amidst China's continued economic development. Business from both countries eagerly anticipate increased collaboration, which will reduce uncertainties for investments and trade activities and promote innovation and coordination on global issues such as climate change. As China and U.S. navigate complex geopolitical dynamics, stable and healthy economic and trade relations remain paramount, contributing to global economic stability and prosperity. Despite recent tragic events, efforts to strain relations between China and Pakistan have failed to disrupt their enduring bilateral ties. Following the terrorist attack at Bestham, which claimed the lives of Chinese engineers, Pakistan reaffirmed its commitment to punish perpetrators and safeguard China-Pakistan cooperation. The swift response from Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, who visited the Chinese embassy in Islamabad to express condolences, reflects the strong bond between the two nations. China's unwavering support for Pakistan's economic and political collaboration underscores the resilience of their strategic partnership. Despite the attempts to weaken their ties, China and Pakistan remain steadfast in their commitment to the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, a transformative project aimed at bringing progress, development, and prosperity for the people of Pakistan. The recent tragedy underscores the importance of enhancing security measures to protect personnel working on projects in Pakistan. Prime Minister Sharif's call for an all-out effort in a thorough joint investigation sends a strong message to terrorists. Pakistan will not tolerate any threats to its sovereignty or the safety of its citizens and guests. As the two nations mourn the loss of lives, their resolve to strengthen cooperation and combat terrorism remains unshakable, ensuring a brighter future for both countries. In a poignant farewell, Fu Bo, South Korea's first giant panda born in the country, bid adieu to their homeland amidst cheerful farewells from thousands of panda enthusiasts. The beloved panda, born in July 2020, captured the hearts of South Koreans with her enduring antics and unique charm. Despite the rainy weather, fans gathered at Everland, the country's largest theme park, to bid farewell to their cherished panda celebrity. Fu Bo's departure marked the end of a remarkable chapter in South Korea's China panda diplomacy, symbolizing the deep friendship and cultural exchange between the two nations. Her journey back to China evokes both sadness and hope as she embarks on a new chapter in her life while leaving behind fond memories and lasting impressions on the people of South Korea. In a groundbreaking medical research achievement, Xijing Hospital surgical team achieved a significant milestone with China's first multi-gene edited pig-to-brain dead human recipient xenogenic kidney transplantation. Led by Professor Quinn Wei Jun and guided by Professor Don Kefeng, the surgical team's success marks a major breakthrough in xenotransplantation research. For patients suffering from end-stage renal disease, this pioneering procedure offers a glimmer of hope, addressing the critical shortage of donor organs and advancing medical science. The successful transplantation underscores the potential of gene editing technology. And immunology in revolutionizing organ transplantation. By harnessing the power of innovation and collaboration, medical professionals have opened new avenues for patients in need, ushering in a new era for medical treatment and patient care. That concludes today's news podcast powered by China Daily. Stay tuned for more updates on our latest developments from around the world. I'm Fidel Kizito. For more on international news updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com/cn.